The one is what we call Kabbalah Samalchus Shemaim, the personal avoider that every Jew has to do with Hashem. And then there's the Tziburi, the communal responsibilities that we have, which he calls the Sakan Olam B'Malchus Shakai. Avram, we said, bequeathed to his two sons these two midas, to his son and his grandson these two midas. Yitzchak emphasized the midah of the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, the building himself and being totally dovuk with Hashem, at kedem esiris nefesh, and that's what we inherited from him. And Yaakov, as we'll see, was the one who built the Am, who built the nation, because Melech Bli Am is not a Melech. A king who doesn't have a nation is not a king. So he was the one that brought a Kodesh Baruch Hu into the world, the Sakal Elam Malchus Shakai. Okay. That was, we spoke yesterday mainly about Yitzchok. Now we'll focus on Yaakov. And we'll see how this comes back to our original discussion of Machlokes and where there's Machlokes and how the Machlokes has to be understood. Remember, we're dealing with a subject called, well, we covered quite a lot of it, I didn't even notice. Ha'emes v'hasholoim ahavoy. You have to love truth and peace. How can you love truth and peace when your whole life is built around machlokes? We spend the whole day learning Sforim HaKadoshim that are just full of machlokes. Yaakov and his tafkid was to build Klal Yisrael. Shloisha Avos, 12 Shvatim, 70 Nefesh, and then 600 Riboy. And Yaakov, we now live to see 600 Riboy, because that was Klal Yisrael. Mibain Shloisha Avosena Kadoshim, Nifcha Yaakov Avinu Lahakim is Beis Yisrael. Of all the three Avos, it was Yaakov that built Klal Yisrael. Danu Lahakim is Hamishpocha Yehudit. Es Am Hashem. What are we? We're a nation like other nations? No, we have nothing in common with any other nation anywhere. We Am Hashem. There came 12 Shvatim. From them came 70 Nefesh, it was Yorid Mitzrayim. And as we say, Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu didn't die until he saw Sheshmod Riboy. He saw the tomb of the Am. Imagine, from one man came 600,000 people in his lifetime. Yaakov saw Sheshmod Riboy. And then he was Nifter, didn't need him anymore. Why was Yaakov called Yaakov? Because his hand held onto the Akev of Esav. Tafkidu laharim es Esav, hamasemel es umas ha'olam, rahimoy min ha'akev. Danu mahachelek hatachton beyoseh shebaguf. What's being taught here is that Yaakov's tafkid in the world is to lift up the Umas HaOlam, represented by Esav, from where? From the lowestable part. He didn't pick him up by his ears or by the head. He's going to raise Esav up from the bottom of his feet. That's where we are today. Li Roish is Oisius Yisrael. That's why we're in Ikfasid Mashiach. What's Ikfasid Mashiach? With the heel, with the lowest part of you of human history. That's where Yaakov starts taking. That's where Yaakov begins. Yaakov starts at the heel. Nachon? When the world gets to rock bottom, that's when the Jews hit the top. That's where we're almost there.
You could also say Esav's job in the world is to push us down with this.
Could be, but it's nothing what we're talking about. It's not our subject. Could be, yeah. Esav's job in the world was to build the world so we could sit and learn. That's what his real job was. Ala posuk v'yisim li segula mekola amim ki li kola aretz. And posuk in Shmai says, v'yisim li segula, you will be my treasure from all the nations, because to me is the whole land. Shoila svono. What's the connection here between Vayisim Li Segula Mikola Amin? Because I have the whole land. Also, Swana, what's the kesher between Sheli Kola Aret Temti Am Segula? Hashem comes to you and says, I love you, you're going to be my treasured nation because I own the land. So you own the land, big deal. What's it going to do with your love for me? I love you so much because I own the building. You tell your wife, I love you so much because I love the building. That's a sworn as kasha. If I own everything, why did I choose you? You can hear yourself saying that, right? I own the whole city, so I chose you. You must understand how much I love you. Because I own everything. It's not the other way around. Take care. No? If you want to tell somebody that I really love you, you tell them, you know, I really love you because I own the land. You understand that statement? Wow. You don't understand it. Oh, good. What you should have said was, I own the whole world. And despite that, I chose you. Now you feel choshuv, because this guy could have chosen anything. He owns everything. It's all his. But he chose you. That's what the pasuk should have said. I own everything, and you, my chosen people. I could have chosen any nation. I could have chosen anything. But I chose you. That's the correct order of the state of this of the pasuk should have been. But to tell you, I love you because I own the land, or my kesher.
Back to front.
Oh.
It would make more sense if it would have said, I created all people and therefore I chose you. So here he's saying, I own the land and I chose you.
And I could choose anything. I could have chosen anybody, but I chose you. The 500 people apply for a job. And I tell you, you know, there were 500 people applied for the job and I chose you. How does that make you feel? Same thing, Hashem says, I own everything. But I chose you. I could have chosen anything. That's what the Swana says the Loshen would have, should have been. What's the... Oh, so the Swana says like this. Hadova tzarich lafuch. Sherei im kol haaret sheli, madua nifchatem atem. If it's all mine, why did I choose you? Ela kavaras akosav leima av sheli kol haaret. V'kol bnei adam chavivim alai. Even though the whole land is mine and everything I created is precious to me, you more beloved to me. Why? Because you see, I chose you. Because you're teaching the whole world about Imuna and Hashem. What's the taklis of the Bria? For the whole world to recognize Kol Hashem. Where everyone will recognize Hashem, and the Jewish people will tell the whole world about Hashem to understand about Hashem.
If that's the case, why don't we spend any amount of time influencing going?
Excellent question. It's a Mefurash Rambam. Why don't we makayim it? So the Rambam only applies when all the Yidden have come back. Chayecha koidmin. Why don't you give tzedakah to poor people in Haifa? No?
There's poor people around me here.
Because there's a din of anir echem koidmin. You have to take care of your own first. So when all the Yidden have been makarev, then we bring the whole of Klal Yisrael back. Then you get on, then you're not going to retire. Then you're going to start makareving all the goyim. That's the only reason why we don't put any serious efforts into makaring the goyim. However, the way we live our lives, okay, is ma'od mashpi on the goyim. Ma'od, you gotta work. Yeah? You work with goyim. No, you have dealings with goyim. You meet goyim on aeroplanes, you meet them at the airport, you meet them in your day to day existence. Yeah, let's say. But you live in Chutz La'aretz, you're dealing with goyim all the time. You have a chiv to be mechad Hashem Shemaim all the time. That's the only reason you're going to work. We learned that in the first sefer. Remember, why do we make ishtadas? To be mechad Hashem Shemaim. Hashem doesn't need you to go to work for him to feed you. Hashem can feed you while you're sleeping. Yeah? Your heart beats while you're sleeping. Hashem doesn't need you to go to work. So why do you go to work? To be mechad Hashem Shemaim. When you're sitting in the waiting room at the dentist and there are a whole bunch of goyim there and they say, wow, look how this guy behaves. You're on an aeroplane. You hear these stories all the time. Pesach Tron has these stories all the time about people that were Kaddish Shem Shemayim. The goyim know they'd be better. A goy knows that he's going to come back and pay. They know that we're better. How? Because of the way we mean that we behave. And that's more chashuv. That we can do today, and we have to do today. We have a chiyuv to do it today. For sure. But that was a question that was posed to one of the great gedoyle makarivim. Why don't we put koyches into makarivim the goyim? And he said, because chayecha koyim. First, you have to makariv your own children. We have people today. We have very few homes today where we don't have kids that need to be makarived. You're going to run off and makariv Abdul and Mustafa and your next door neighbor's kids on heroin? Where do you have the resources for that? If we had the resources, we would do it for sure. If I take care of all the poor people in Beit Shem and Shabbat, I'd have a chiv to give poor people in Haifa. Got to first. We can't be allowed into the nations until our house is shalom. So that's why we're so chaviv, because we're like Avraham Avinu, we're gonna bring the world back to our korah that I call me Shemaim, Einod Milvadi. Kasha Yaakov Avinu Yotzaliv Noises, Klal Yisrael, Hulon Baharu Mira Vazoch Legilu Shchina B'Mara Sulam. We know that Yaakov Avinu was on his way to start building Klal Yisrael. When was that? When he left home and he was on his way to Lavan. He was on his way to Lavan. He stopped over for an evening at Haro Maria. And there he had a Moedika Gilushchina with a dream of the Sulam. Yesoides Chashuvim Usugolim Anu Lilmoid Ma'isa Pasha Mufla. Major foundations of Yiddishkeit are in that awesome Pasha. Via these foundations, you'll be able to understand our purpose in the world in general and in this generation, because this is a very unique generation that has a different approach to all the previous generations. Yaakov in Arshalom, the other kids, Srichim, let's say, many Yud Bei Shvati. Yaakov knew 12 Shvatim have to come out of him. Shem tzrichim letzeit shivim nefesh umehem shishim ribui. You need 12, 70 and 600,000. That's the formula, and he knew that. Yud bei Shvatim, shivim nefesh, shishim ribui. Eilu hein medreges nifrodois shel harabi mayoytzi min haklal. 12, 70 and 600,000 are different levels of... Let me translate this properly. Harabim ha'yotzim min haklal, the majority that comes out of a klal, and it's the principle that it's the detail that comes out of the principle. Who yada shele yud bei shvatim alolu yishnam shnei tafkidim noigdim boilomo shel hakadosh baruch hu. He knew, because we know it already, that these 12 shvatim would have two conflicting tafkidim. Michad lekol echad mem tafkid yechudi. Each one of the shvatim had his own unique tafkid. We know that. They had their own nusach hatfila, they had their own approach, their own avodas Hashem, their own unique tafkid. Shemitzuzah kol echad vechem mehem yekadesh yeshem Hashem bo'ifin meyuchad. They each had their own degel, they each had their own machane, completely nifrad from everybody else, because they had their own unique tafkid. You see by the brochas that Yaakov gave each of the shvatim. He didn't give two shvatim the same brocha. No two shvatim have the same tafkid, the same brocha. They're all different. לכל אחד מהם תפקיד ייחודי שהמצאו כל אחד ואחד מהם יקרא ששם השם באופן מיוחד. מאידך, יש לו תפקיד משותף של כל העם. There weren't 12 separate nations. They were part of Klal Yisrael. Correct? Why 12? Because every three-dimensional object is made up of 12 parts, correct?
Six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. Got it? And you're a computer programmer? Don't touch my computer. I don't have one, so if you can find it, you can touch it, okay? My computer got stolen in London from the airport. or misled or lost, or I'm not going to be choshed any Brits of stealing anything. Chas v'chalila that any Brits should have sticky fingers, whatever. Sorry, I apologize. Okay. So that's why it has to be 12. Now, each one of those 12 sides has a unique tafkid, and a unique job. This side can't be this side. This side can't be this side. But they need to come together to make a three-dimensional structure. Same as a table. A table's made up of a plank and four legs. A leg has to be a leg, and the top has to be the top. When they come together as a table. That's a secret of Kolel in Gematria. That's why you can use the Kolel in Gematria. The Kolel is the thing itself. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
In Gematrias, you have something and then you add in the Kolel. What's the Kolel? Stump just to make, you round off the numbers like they do in the Makolet. You know, it's 52 shekels and 58 agorot. They tell you it's 53 shekels. No, we don't round it off. The Kolel means the thing itself. These are the parts. The parts come together and you have the thing itself. So you have 12 shvatim, but what are 12 shvatim? Each individual shaver doing what he's supposed to do as an individual. What does that do? That's Klal Yisrael. That's the whole. Is that clear?
So it's 12 plus 1?
Yes. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Excellent. What's the gematria of Echod?
13.
Oh, 13. Very good. That's the Kolel. That's the Kolel, of course. Of course. What's the gematria of Ahava? 13. You think only the Hasidim know this stuff? The Litvaks also know a little bit. Okay, anyway. That's a, what I just spoke about now is a fascinating subject. There's sugyas and sugyas based on that. It's a very big subject. That was the 12 Shvatim and Yaakov. Where are the Shvatim one? Where are they Kolel? In Yaakov. It means Yaakov held the Shvatim. So that's the 13. The Shtemis says Shvatim and Yisrael. That's why it's called Yisrael, because he is the Kolel of Kolel. Anyway, fine. That's not a subject. Fine. So now you have these unique individuals, rabid unique individuals, fully activated individuals, and they have to come together and work together. To do what? The Sakana Oma Makul Shaka. Medavazeu Pachad. That was Yaakov's Pachad. How do you make a shevet of totally disparate parts and have them completely devoted to one single goal, one single leader, completely mevatel in front of the king? And at the same time, he doesn't lose his unique tafkid in the world. That's unbelievable. It should make everybody's heart dance. Unbelievable individual, unable to anybody, which you saw by Israel, and at the same time, totally mevatel to the greater Am. Totally mevatel to the greater Am. Think the Rav and the Rambam weren't mevatel themselves to the bigger purpose?
I read last week, Robert Musa said about his grandfather, Baba Saleh. He said as a little kid, he was witness to somebody coming in and saying to the Baba Saleh, please daven for a fortune in so-and-so. The Kahal left, and he watched his grandfather go to his side room and burst out crying. And he's crying, he tells Hashem, if you take my arm, but bring a refuah shlema to that person. That's someone who's mevatel, a godel mevatel.
Correct. But at the same time, the Baba said he was a unique individual who wasn't a tattler and just went along with what everybody else said. He stood his ground as an individual. That's a very difficult thing to maintain. One end to be completely mevatel and nothing, and not to become a groupie. To become totally individual and at the same time be totally mevatel to the klal. That's very, very not poshut avoda. But that's the goal. That's our job. You have to discover who you are and become yourself. You know, be a clone, be like everybody else. Hashem doesn't need that. Hashem made 5 billion Chinese. Fine, so they can all be the same. But we've got to be ourselves. And at the same time, totally bottled. There's not 12 Shvatim. There's one Am. Mevatel to one king. As Kait said, he was Mefagre. How's he going to do that? Totally bottle, and at the same time, he's a complete individual. You need that in marriage. This is a marriage sefer. You don't have two halves coming together to make a whole. You have two holes coming together to make a whole. If you're a halber mensch and she's a halber mensch, you have two broken half pieces. How are you going to do it? You have to be fully actualized. She has to be fully actualized, and then get together and make a marriage. 1 + 1 = 1. Half plus a half equals another uncompleted edifice. You have to be a fully actualized human being. Why are we chosser? Not saying we're not chosser, but we have to actualize ourselves as much as possible in our own unique way. And at the same time, it's an impossibly difficult job, and Yaakov understood the impossibility of it. You can only have this if each one of the individuals acknowledges and understands the greater purpose that he's aiming for. If you don't have a greater common goal, then what's going to happen with all the individuality is you're going to end up in one big strife. I hold this way, I hold that. Oh, we're getting there. That's Yosef and the brothers.
Tell that to the politicians now.
No, that's Yosef and the brothers. Forget about the politicians. We're talking about Gedolei Israel.
I know.
Our problem is not the politicians. They're a bunch of lying, I don't know what. We're talking about Emistika Yidden, we have to understand. I don't lose sleep at night because there's a machlokes between Peretz and Shmeretz. It's a lo manyenoti. I expect that. I majored in politics, okay? I expect that. We don't go to sleep at night because there's a machlokes Hagoyna Godol Vahagoyna Godol. That's what's keeping us awake at night. That we need to understand. Politicians? Yeah, we're talking about in MS for Avon, there could be such a machlekes.
Need to tell this to them.
Rabbi Yaakov, tell this to who?
This concept.
I have to get. We haven't learned it first. Once we've learned it, we have to understand it ourselves. We may not have to tell anybody. We may be able to live with it. We may have to. After this, maybe I'll play you Rabbi Berkowitz's tape on how the three different Kiruv organizations, why they had to be the way they were. Anyway, we'll see. Let's first learn the Yesoidus. So that's the enormous difficult task that Yaakov Avinu has faced. Build 12 individual tribes, made up of individuals, each one stood in a different place at Asinai. No two people stood in the same place at Asinai. Moshe Rabbeinu showed each person where to stand. Why? Because he had better tickets, he had more expensive tickets. Yeah? He had the $50,000 tickets, he sat right in front. You didn't afford. Huh? It cost a lot of money. Moshe Rabbeinu paid, you had to pay Moshe Rabbeinu to get a better seat. No! What it means is Hashem was saying each person, this is your unique Kabbalah Satorah. You're going to have a unique perspective on the Kabbalah Satorah. You're going to yad the Torah differently to everybody else. You, your neshama, needs to stand here when you yad the Torah. That's what he's telling them. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell everybody where to stand? Because they didn't know where their neshamas needed to be for their unique tafkid. That's why you had Navim. People used to go to the Navim asking, what should I do with my life? The Navim to tell him what his tafkid was. But each Jew heard Kabbalah Satorah differently. Fine. So now they're all going to agree on everything. How can they agree on anything? What are you talking about? State here. Nusach Svad. No. Nusach Ashkenaz. So what are we going to daven?
They do Tam Yisrael.
In the Tivot, what they did was, Rabbi Socha, Zichet Tzadik V'Kodesh Lebrocha, what he did was an amazing thing. I mean, I don't know if there's a Makorfin and a Locha, but there must be. Svadim Ashkenazim living together, all in the yeshiva together. This one's Svadi, this one's Ashkenazi, whatever. He made the entire Kehillah daven to Nusach Svad. That means no one's getting what they want.
Yeah.
In Ofakim, Rav Pinkas Zatzal did the opposite. In the shul, he set up two shuls. And the one Kulu Svadi, with all the Svadi Minogim and Alochas, he learned them up. He spent a couple of years learning. But Rabbi Yaakov Hillel understood the whole Sfadi Mahalach, and himself he was a poisek of renown, and the Ashkenazi shul with all the dikta halacha. Rabbi Socha in Nativot didn't do that. He did the mezuzah solution. Means no one's being mekayim the mitzvah.
75.
That's what the mezuzah solution is. No one's being yotzi zan. We're trying to yotzi all the shitters. Yeah, you're not yotzi any shitters. Shalom, that's the shitter.
This is on Islam.
Machloikas. Shammai and Hillel.
Straight on, Svadim did it straight.
Svadim did it straight.
Svadim, Taimanim do it straight. Like bass? It's bass Hillel. You know, we do like that.
On a slant.
It's a slant. It's a compromise.
Don't get
either. It's a Derry JT either, yeah. Okay. So I'm watching, but it tells everybody where to sit, where to stand. Oh, you know what? We're not going to get into this. We'll come back on summarize this on Sunday, and we'll go weiter in this because this is more and more Yosoidus Dick. We'll get to Yosef. We'll get to the brothers. That was the Machlekes, Yosef and the brothers, and that's the.
I'm
going to
miss Sunday. I have to be in Paris at 9:00. I'll see you Monday.
What do you have? The altar.
My very good friend from London is coming. It's his mother-in-law.
For your friend's mother-in-law, you're going to miss this year?
Yeah.
For your mother-in-law, I understand maybe this.